In Buffalo, New York, bail hearings for six Yemeni Americans held on terror-related charges went into overtime today. The men are accused of training at an al-Qaeda camp in Afghanistan. The men are all U.S. citizens who grew up in the Buffalo suburb of Lackawanna. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now from Buffalo. Jennifer, the judge held 3 days of hearings on these bail requests last month. Why was another hearing held today?
Well, because late last Friday, the government presented new information, so today's hearing was held to give the defense a chance to respond. Essentially, the new evidence largely consisted of cassette tapes and documents investigators had seized from the men's homes and translated, and the government claimed that they were inflammatory, that they glorified suicide bombing, and called for attacking the West.
Have the attorneys for these six men been successful in rebutting this or any other evidence?
Well, there's a lot of other evidence the judge will be considering, of course, but on today's arguments, the defense lawyers appeared extremely successful. Essentially, the government backed down on point after point. In fact, the government lawyer opened the hearing by noting that one cassette recording he'd earlier claimed was insightful may not be so, he said. He said investigators had learned the entire tape was actually recitations of Quranic readings. Defense lawyers also challenged other government assertions. At one point, a defense lawyer, Jim Harrington, said he was troubled and saddened because he told the judge, "I think, what if the government raided my home? I've got books from all over the world that people could take out of context," he said, "but it doesn't mean I'm anti-American." The government had also claimed one of the men faked an alias because he had multiple Social Security and credit cards with different names, but the defense said that those cards belonged to the man's family members. One defense lawyer told the judge, "The government is blowing smoke in your face." The only government claim the judge did give serious weight to was over a document taken off the internet that the government said glorified suicide bombing. And this discussion turned into this odd and fascinating debate between the judge and one defense lawyer. They got into historical concepts of martyrdom, how it's viewed in Christianity versus Islam, how different sects within Islam analyze the Quran differently. It was obvious these men are dealing with a topic about which they admit they know absolutely nothing. And it was also obvious how sincerely they're trying to learn about it very quickly.
Just quickly, Jennifer, how is the community there responding, the Yemeni community?
Well, many say they still don't believe the government has a case, and today's hearing will certainly reinforce that. On the other hand, some Muslims, and there's a larger Muslim community here, some have told me that they're hurt by the fact that these young men did attend a training camp with al-Qaeda, and at least two admit they did. And some say they want to understand why they went there, and so far they still don't.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden, she's speaking to us from Buffalo, New York.